Welcome back, everybody, to the HPE Quick Tips Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Charlie Rizzuto. Really excited to be back with you after a little bit of a layoff. I was sick, didn't really have a voice to do a show, and then right after that, I was actually recording the episode that I'm going to share with you today. Got through the entire episode, edited everything, mixed everything, went to press save, and my program crashed. Yeah, so that happened. But it seems like everything's working fine today. We're up, running, and ready to go. Today's topic came at the request of some of our listeners a while back, and I'm really excited to finally get this episode out to everybody. Today's guest is going to share with you how she gets her classes prepared to move and learn during her physical education periods. Today's guest has taught in Hong Kong, the UK, and in the United States. She's a member of the Spark Innovation Team, a National Board Certified Teacher, and a Google Certified Teacher. In 2013, she was named the Midwest Shape America High School Physical Education Teacher of the Year, and last summer I was lucky enough to watch her keynote the National PE and School Sport Institute. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome Miss Jo Bailey.
So, two of my favorite ways to get my students active as quickly as possible involve the alphabet and also a few colors. So with the colors, I have four different sheets posted by my whiteboard. Students can choose whatever activities they want from each sheet, but their goal is to do a minute of activity from each of the different sheets. Now, I have them in colors for a specific reason. I have a red sheet, which has all activities that pertain to cardiovascular fitness. There's a blue one, which I use for lower body strength and endurance, a yellow one for upper body strength and endurance, and then finally a green one, which has dynamic flexibility exercises. Now, every single activity on each sheet doesn't require any equipment whatsoever. So, for example, on the cardio one, there's running, jumping jacks, skaters, there's virtual jump rope, cross-country skis. On the yellow one, there are some abdominal exercises, mountain climbers, planks, push-ups. On the blue one, there's leg lifts, pelvic lifts, donkey kicks, squats, lunges. And on the green one, there's dynamic flexibility activities like Frankenstein's, where you're lifting your legs up in front of you as you're walking. There's one which is called Over the Fence, where you imagine you step over an imaginary fence, either going forwards or backwards. Carioca, there's side skips. So within each of those sheets, students can choose whatever they want to do. So they're choosing. There's tons of different ways that you can make variations for a lot of the different ones as well. It allows me to teach the health-related components of fitness. Teach the students about the FIT principle and how they can apply it to themselves. And it also allows me to incorporate planes of movement. So students can choose whether they're working in the sagittal plane, the frontal plane, or the transverse plane, depending on which activity they're doing or how they choose to modify it. So that's the first one. The second one is the alphabet. So I took each letter from A through Z, and I assigned a quick activity to it. So nothing more than sort of 5 to 10 reps or 5 to 10 seconds of a specific activity. And depending on, again, the topic that we're doing, I have words associated with that topic, which help to either introduce something new or reinforce something we've already been learning about. And I also add in maybe a couple of bonus words here and there. So, one example, when we were teaching the planes of movement, I had the three words sagittal, frontal, and transverse to reinforce the different planes of movement. And then I also had awesome and amazing, and I asked students to choose three out of those words. So some students chose to be awesome and some students chose to be amazing. So again, it had a nice little effective domain touch to it, as well as reinforcing some of the content that we were teaching. So with both the alphabet activity and the four colors activity, like I mentioned, there's no equipment involved whatsoever. And it also, that allows me to tell the students, well, you know, what happens if in the future you don't have very much space and you don't have very much money, or the weather is bad, or you're in an unfamiliar area, what can you do? And they quickly realize that all of these things are accessible to them no matter where they are. no matter what time of day, and they can all be done in minimal space. So again, showing them that they have a variety of options that they can call upon at any time is huge in helping them develop their own physical literacy and design fitness activities or movement activities that are going to work for them. My last tip is that because my students don't all get changed at exactly the same time, I often have a challenge of some description that students can begin while they're waiting for everyone else to join us. That could involve things with equipment like scarves or reaction balls, where I come up with some simple challenges like juggling scarves, throwing and catching with a partner, throwing it in the air, see if you can clap two times, three times, sit down, lie down, and catch it before it hits the ground. Those sorts of things that students could either work on by themselves or with a partner, just to get them up and, just experimenting until everyone else gets there. With the react balls, those funny kind of bobbly balls that when you throw them on the ground, they don't bounce up normally. They can bounce in all sorts of different directions. So I might have one where they have to try and they throw the ball on the floor and they have to catch it before it bounces twice, or they might want to let it bounce twice and catch it on the third one, or pass it to a partner. So again, have a range of things that your students can do immediately when they come out, and also keep the warm-up simple and incorporate some choice and keep linking it to whatever content you're trying to cover. And you're going to be giving your students a lot of tools with which to work with for the future.
Thank you, Joe Bailey, for not only providing us with a great quick tip, but with three great quick tips. If you want to get in touch with Joe, you could find her on Twitter at LovePhyEd. That's LovePhyEd. You could read her blog. It's lovephyed.blogspot.com. And you could find her vodcast, Crystal and Joe's Excellent PE Adventure. If you want to get in touch with me, you could find me on Twitter at RizzutoEd. You could find me on Voxer, Charlie Rizzuto, or you could email me, RizzutoEducation@gmail.com. If you have a great idea for the show, just let me know. I'll reach out to some people and get that show on air for you. Or if you have a great tip, as we all do, that you'd like to share on an episode, please let me know and we'll get you on the show personally. Remember, everybody, it is health that is true wealth, not pieces of gold and silver.
Hello, everyone. This is Brett Fuller, curriculum specialist for health and physical education for Milwaukee Public Schools in Wisconsin.
Hello, everybody. This is Dave Gussich, K-12 coordinator for health and physical education in Westport, Connecticut.
Hi, everyone. My name is Judy Lobianco. I'm the supervisor of health, physical education, and nursing services for the South Orange and Maplewood Schools in New Jersey, and I'm also your Shape America president-elect.